This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so Lady, we talked last week. We started our series on marriage that works, and we'll do some real quick review. We've got a really good topic again this week to get into. And the bottom line is, we said that marriage is work, and it takes commitment. If anybody has been married for any amount of time, you learn that quickly, that marriage is work, and it takes commitment. You have to be willing to adjust.
Right.
You have to be willing to give some things up. You have to be willing to be flexible. You have to be willing to forgive quickly. You have to be willing to work through issues, and if you do the hard work of doing those things,
right,
marriages can be absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. I think at the end of the day, we have to remember that it takes commitment.
Yeah.
And it's this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And once you have that mindset about your marriage,
right,
it doesn't matter what comes against the marriage or whatever you face, you realize that, you know what, this is where I'm at. We're going to tackle this thing together,
right,
and we're going to be successful in it.
Yeah, and the whole commitment thing is not just for the first year.
Right.
You got it.
Right.
But it's long term.
Right. That's why we're experiencing all these marriages today that, you know, the 24 years,
yeah,
the 22 years,
yeah,
wasn't necessarily always easy.
Right.
But again, they were committed to,
yeah,
the vows that they made.
And the key is, when you see long term marriages like that,
right,
both parties were committed.
Yep.
You got it. Both were like, that's,
yep,
it. We both going to do it. We,
right,
both going to keep Jesus at the center. We both going to walk the word out,
because, right,
it takes two to make a thing go right.
Right. Right.
You got it. And because you can have one spouse willing and the other one unwilling, and it can just be tipsy-turvy and,
right,
not really work. But if both can ever make it up in their,
yep,
mind that they're going to get over their emotions, they're going to get over any envy or strife or bitterness,
yep,
or unforgiveness, and just decide, I'm going to do what the Bible says, it can work. And you can have an amazing, amazing
Absolutely.
Marriage.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're going to clap, don't just patty cake. Give us a good clap.
Right.
All right. So so I'm thankful to God that me and you don't have to get up here and fake it till we make it.
Right.
You know, and act like we like each other and then fussing,
right,
at the house and,
yeah,
and those kind of things, because it makes it easier. Okay, so you can explain your side, but from my side, you know, as the husband, you know, and of course we pastor this church together, you know, it makes it easier for me to do what I do, because there's not strife at the house, and there's not fussing and arguing. Like, I really, you know me, like, I can't function like that. Like,
I, no, you can't.
I'm not the type of guy. I can't,
right,
come in and fake everything's good if everything's not good. You,
no,
got it? Like, if me and you was fighting, I'd be here like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do today. You know,
right,
what I mean? Because I don't,
right,
function good like that. Like,
right,
you know, I don't like fights. I don't like,
right,
arguments. You got it? I want you to be happy. You know, I want your world to be amazing. I will do,
right,
anything I can within my power and my limits to do so. But for me, when the marriage is working, for me, it gives me a sense of peace.
Right.
You know, and I'm doing my part, you're doing your part, and at the end of the day, I think what I want more than anything, especially the older I get, is I just want peace.
Right.
I just want to live, Paul talked about living a quiet and peaceable life, and,
right,
that's all I want, y'all. Like,
right,
I want a quiet and peace. I'm not going to be mean to nobody.
Right.
I'm not going to run nobody.
Right.
You got it. I just, you know, I play around with y'all. You know, if I pick on y'all, because I love y'all, you know that, right?
Right?
I fool around with y'all and stuff, and I do that a lot, but you know, but at the end of the day, I just want to live a quiet and peaceable,
right, and that's basically my same way I want to live as well. Like, we don't like chaos.
Yes.
We don't do the drama.
No.
It's just, it's draining,
yeah,
you know? So,
right,
you know, let's just go ahead. If there's something that comes up, let's go ahead.
Discuss it.
Move on. So, because it's more precious time that we're losing.
Yeah.
Fussing and fighting and,
right,
and just being silent.
Yeah, we could be
yeah,
in the movie room, laid back in the chairs, watching the Cowboys.
Or we could be
win.
At Home Goods shopping.
Yeah.
You know, we could be in Home Goods,
yeah,
or something.
One or the other. Praise the Lord.
You know,
or
I mean?
We could do both.
Right.
Go to Home Goods on Saturday, watch the boys play on Sunday.
And then watch Lifetime Saturday night.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, it's so funny because I, you know, Lady and I, and I think that this is what has made our marriage work so good, is we both decided that right. we're going to do what the other person likes.
Right.
Like, you know, she knows I like basketball, I like football, you know, I like sports. And so Lady, you know, years ago decided, well, I'm going to sit with him and watch it. And she ended up learning this stuff. She know the players. She'll be telling me what the breaking news is on ESPN. You got it? And those kind of things.
I guess because I started liking it. I don't know if it was just seeing the guys hit one another or the, you know, or the competitive sides
yeah.
of sports.
But you like learned the game. You like understood how the game works.
Right.
You got it? And that was amazing to me. And so same thing, you know, I watch HGTV with you.
You do.
You got it? And so we normally do not stay up late. If you call me at 10 o'clock, brother man is already in the bed. You
right.
got it? And so, you know, the other night we was watching HGTV and it was 12:30 in the morning and I was so tired. She's like, but I got to see the finish.
Watch all that and not see the end result
yeah.
of
and
the
I
house?
Mean, I wasn't mad, you know, but brother, I just couldn't hang. So I think in my mind, I was like, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then I guess I just fell asleep.
You did. You
yeah.
were gone.
I don't know yeah. what happened.
But the house was very nice. I mean,
she
we'll talk about it later.
And so, and then she tells me all about it, yeah. and I really listen
right.
to what she says.
Right.
You know, Lifetime is the only thing that I just struggle with because them people crazy on Lifetime. You got
but
it?
But it's not
like,
real.
Like,
so
they crazy. Like, I mean, like, you know, you can, you know, it's got some, anyways. So,
it's not
we
real,
make
so.
It work.
right.
We have fun. We
right.
make the adjustment. We
right.
make each other our priority. And that's what makes it
right.
work.
Absolutely.
You
and
got
we
it.
Have a fun time doing it.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's like I have to try to make you enjoy it.
Right.
But because, again, because it brings me joy,
yes.
You get joy out of it. And because it brings you joy, I get joy out of it.
I mean, the whole idea of being married is to live happily ever after.
Right.
Not
right.
to fight and always go against
right.
you and,
right.
and those kind of things. And so, and you know, I think it's very important. I was talking to someone the other day and I was talking to them about the importance of getting help in your marriage if you know you need it, and get it early.
Right.
Don't wait and let the thing fester for a year or
right.
2 years or 3 years. And a lot of times, brothers, we are the problem
yep.
in that era because
right.
we don't want nobody to know our business.
Right.
We're very prideful. We don't want to get no help. But if you keep going down and down and down, at some point,
yep.
you got to be like, I got to get help, you know?
Right.
I get it. We don't like to talk to anybody, but thank God you got a good church. You
right.
got it. You got Elder and Mother. You got Pastor Pat and Deb. They're not going to tell your business. They're not
right.
going to talk to anybody about
right.
it. They don't come talk to us about it. You understand?
Right.
So you have some mature believers
right.
that understand the word, that understand marriage, been married
right.
long time. You got it. And so there's no excuse, at least in this church, for not getting the help that you need.
Absolutely.
That's a good place to
yes.
clap right
that's
there.
Very
I think that's a good place to clap. So, were you going to say something?
No.
Yeah. So I think what we want to talk about for the next few minutes is something that happens a lot in marriage and something that we all have to deal with, not even just in marriage, just in our lives at some point in our
yeah.
lives, is dealing with anger.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to talk about. We want to talk about today is an important topic, you know, always getting angry.
Yeah.
You got it. How many know sometime you're going to get upset about something?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's
not what I'm talking about. Sometime you're going to get upset about something. Something's going to bother you. You're going to say something. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about just living in a constant state of anger that when you go to the root, you know, of the bitterness and it could be something that happened from your childhood that triggered. It could be a lot of things going on. But the bottom line is you have to deal with anger.
Right.
And you have to allow God to help you and to heal you so you can get rid of the anger so you can really live a good life and have the relationship that God wants you to have.
Right. Because, I mean, if you think about it, anger is just another emotion.
Yes.
But what happens is a lot of times we don't deal with it, and that's when it begins to become, you know, bitterness and things of that
yes.
nature. And unfortunately, when somebody is angry, the spouse gets the blunt of
yes.
that. And so sometimes...
Because I'm going to say to you what I ain't going to say to everybody out here.
Right.
I'm going to act at home. Hello,
right,
somebody.
Right.
Not that I do that, but let's just be
yeah,
honest.
Right.
If
yeah.
we're going to be real, we're going to do it at the house
exactly.
before we do it in front of somebody.
Right.
Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
Because all of us in this room, you know, if you even if it's not something against you and your spouse, let's just say you upset about something and you around a whole group of people, you ain't going to say nothing, but when you get home,
right.
you're going to be like, man, I'm about sick and tired of them.
Right.
You understand? Let's just be honest.
Yeah, you're going to unleash at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you know? And so, but you wouldn't do that. And the group's like, oh, hey, good to see y'all. Good to see y'all, you know? Yeah, I don't even know why they came to the party.
You know? I don't like them anyway.
Yeah. And so, but you have to deal with it. See, honestly, it's not a sin to be angry.
Right, it's not.
Mm-hmm. You got it. But watch this. Staying angry can cause you to sin.
Right.
That's why the Bible says, be angry and sin not. And notice he says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. What is he teaching you? Don't stay angry long.
Right.
So if you get upset about something, you got it, and it causes some anger, you have to know how to deal with the anger so you can readily recognize, okay, I'm mad. I need to calm down. Right. I need to take a deep breath. I need to allow the Holy Spirit to be the loudest voice in my life so I can move from this. And if you do that, then you're good. Right. You haven't sinned. So, you know, so you can't, you know, the husband gets upset or the wife gets upset. See, you in sin, you angry. No. But if I stay angry, it's going to lead to sin.
Right. And there could be, and it's, a lot of times there are definitely justifiable reasons why you're angry.
Yeah.
You know, you could be, you know, mistreated.
Yeah.
You could have been
abused.
So, I mean, it's okay, like we said, to be angry.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we cannot allow it to fester.
Yeah.
And we just, like you said, don't get the help we need to kind of get through it. Don't talk, you know, like you don't start talking to that person that made you angry. No, you need to go ahead and address it. Go to that person. What caused the anger? Like you said, go to the root cause and go ahead and nip it in the bud before it festers to become more.
And a lot of times, In relationships and marriages, when the person is demonstrating anger, it's actually not something that the spouse did.
Right.
It's something that they dealt with or something that was in their past or another situation that happened on the job. But what happens is they wait till they get home and they unleash it.
Yeah.
You got it? And so a lot of times, because that's why if your spouse is angry, don't even take it personal.
Right.
If they say something mean to you, you got to let it roll off your back, because most of the time it doesn't have much to do with you. They need to get to the root cause of it so they can fix it.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the question is, who's pushing your buttons? Mm-hmm. You got it. And how do I deal with anger, all right? Proverbs, we are still flowing like we flowed last week. I told them in the back, hey, I don't want notes and stuff because it allows Lady LaConte and I just to flow and talk, because if they have it set up like that, you know, then we feel bad about not going. So there's no notes. You know, years ago, we didn't have notes and screens, isn't that right?
Right.
And we did good in church, right?
Yes.
So a couple Sundays, if we don't have notes and screens, we're going to be all right, right? And so this is still recorded, so you can still go back and listen to it. Proverbs, the 25th chapter and the 28th verse, we're going to read that to you.
It says, if you cannot control your anger, you are as helpless as a city without walls open to attack.
So you see how important it is to learn anger management and how to deal with anger.
Right.
We said it's not a sin to get angry, but if you stay angry, you're going to end up sinning.
Right.
And so, and the goal of every relationship is to develop a relationship with Christ, have a relationship with the Holy Spirit where his fruit is in operation in my life.
Right.
And if his fruit is in operation in my life, most of the time, you know, I'm going to calm down and allow his fruit to show up.
Right.
Even if I don't calm down initially, we've been taught how to hear from God. So if I know how to hear from God, at some point, I'm going to listen to him.
Right. I kind of want to put you on the spot for a minute.
Put me on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you do so well on the spot. You ask the question.
So can I put you on the spot after this?
Of course. I'm just going to bow out probably, but you can put me on the spot. Now I'm playing. But you made the question of who's pushing your buttons.
Yeah.
So let's say that it is the spouse who is pushing the buttons and has caused you to become angry.
Okay.
Angry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so how do you help that person when it is the spouse that's always being the source of the anger?
Yeah. That's real good, and honestly, it depends on where the relationship is.
Okay.
If the relationship is where we're still able to have family meetings, where we can be calm, where we can communicate, and those things like that, then what you do is, you know, when you say, okay, we're going to have our meeting, we're going to talk and just discuss things, you know, you have your rules. During this, we're not going to fight, we're not going to raise our voice. If we have to, we go into a public place, you know, we're going to do it like that, and then we're just going to talk about the issues and try to work through them. You got it? And then you have to communicate. Say, listen, I love you, but, you know, you can't do that, or you can't say that, or it hurts my feelings when you do that, you know, and so you have to do that. Sometimes when people get to that point, they don't want to listen, and they don't want help.
Right.
And that can be a really difficult spot to be in. I think that the number one thing you have to do in a situation like that is be prayerful. Mm-hmm. Because even though we as husbands and y'all as wives, you know, have our wheels and, you know, can set them and I'm not going to do this and this and that, prayer changes things.
Right.
And you can't discount the power of prayer.
Right.
You got it? The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it with us away. So you have to believe that even though you can't get through, that God can.
Yeah.
That even though you can't talk to them, Holy Spirit can.
Right.
And so you have to start praying prayers. Like, Father, I thank you that their heart is open to hear from God. You got it? Prayers like that. Because what happens is, you know, if you can't talk, you know, to them, then you're gonna have to go to prayer. You got it. And I think that it is good that I think that it's good, like, if you're in the fight of your life in your marriage and you need help, you don't need to run to your family, you don't need to run to your friend at work, but, you know, you can call and say, hey, is there a way, you know, if you're a brother, is there a way I can talk to Elder? Or, you know, is there a way I can talk to Pastor Pat? Is there a way I can talk to Pastor? Or, you know, if you're a lady, is there a way I can talk to Mother? Or is Minister Debbie available? Is Lady around? You got it. And you're not calling them, you got it, to just unleash on them, you got it, because that's what happens most of the time. Most of the time when I talk to people, it's hard to get anywhere because all they're doing is they're doing this and they're doing that, and so you can never really help them see what they need to see so they can understand how they need to approach it, how they need to pray, how they need to fast, you know, because listen, it seems unfair that if I'm acting up, you got to pray now, you got to fast now, you got, it really does, and honestly, it is, but marriage takes work, you got it, and you made the vows, and so that is what you have to do, because you can't make anybody do anything, y'all.
Yeah.
A person forced against their will is of the same opinion still.
Right.
A lot of times when we see divorces take place, you got it? And it's true. It happens. You got it?
Right.
And you know, but it's typically because somebody refused to change their mind.
Right.
You got
right.
it? And that's why when you notice a divorce takes place, don't you start judging. Don't you start trying to figure what happened.
Right.
Well, you know, and that kind of thing. First of all, it's none of your business.
Right.
Right?
Right.
You got it. And so just stay out of it. But typically, you know, because what happens is if somebody gets a divorce, the person who was in the right, who really didn't do anything wrong, they feel guilty.
Right.
You got it. There's shame.
Right.
Do I want to come to church anymore? Yeah, you better come to church.
Right.
Come on,
right.
somebody.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, if at anything, when you're going through, this is a place you run to and not run from.
Right.
And that is why we have created an environment. Amen. Where we love you, you got it, and you know we say here we have the principle: everybody leave everybody alone, not alone, lone, L-O-N-E, leave them alone. You got it. Talk to them about the kids. Talk to them about this is our year to make it to the dance. You got it. Well, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, preseason coming up soon, baby. And so I feel good about it too. I feel good about it. Dak is looking good. Yeah, we got some studs. We're gonna be all right. All right. So anyways. You know, talk about those kind of things. Be general with your WLCC family, and don't get in people's business.
Yeah.
Don't be nosy.
Right.
Don't be gossiping. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible talks about those things and how it always leads to destruction.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody and you see they're going through something, if anything, if you notice, just pray for them.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that you could do, and just love them right where they are.
Right where they are.
Does that make sense?
That's good.
Yeah. And so did I answer your question good?
You did good. Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right.
I believe you helped somebody who may be in that position where, you know, they're doing all they can, but it can get frustrating.
And
it can get frustrating when you're,
and it's not easy. And in those times, if you are the one that's doing the right thing, you got it. You got to keep your joy. You got to do things that make you happy. You got it. You can't stay stressed all the time.
Right.
You got it. You know, and you know, if you like going to the movies, if you got to go by yourself, get you some popcorn. What kind of candy they got at the movie theater? Skittles, Junior Mints. Okay, what you know about Junior Mints, girl? She said, "I work at the movies, Dad." And you know, and look, and go watch your movie
right
by yourself. Yeah. You know, how many know you have to learn how to be okay by yourself?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So my son Jay, he laughs at me because we'll talk on the phone. He's like, "Man, I'm hungry," and I'm just like, "Son, go get you something good to eat. You got it? Like, I'll pay for it. You got it? You know, just go get you something good to eat. Man, go to Outback, you know, and get you, you know, yep, something good." And so he'll go to Outback and pull up to curbside takeaway, order a meal with a salad and a dessert, and eat it in his car.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jay, go inside,
right,
you know, and let them serve you this and eat it and that and eat it. He's like, "No, Dad, I ain't going in there by myself." He said, "You going to the restaurant by yourself?" I sure do. Yeah. I walk right in. Party for one. Table for one. Yeah. Yep. I feel good about myself.
Right.
People, you know, people look at me. I don't care. Yeah. Is something wrong? No, nothing is wrong.
Right.
But I've learned to be okay with me being by myself.
Right.
I love me some me. You got
right.
it? And you have to be. Now, don't get me wrong. I love being with Lady. Y'all know
right.
that. You got it? So that's not. But I'm saying, watch this. I can't really love being with her if I have not learned how to love being
yes,
with me.
That's
Does
good.
That make sense? And so you got to make sure that you can do that.
That's good.
That's good?
Very good.
All right. Let's talk about the four categories
yes.
of anger.
Four categories of anger.
All
the
right.
first one are the machine guns.
I'm going to just let you have it. I'm going to let you have it some more. And that's the problem.
And I'm like, dog, what did I do?
Yeah. It's like you walk in the house and I just unload on you.
Unload.
You got it. And then I take a breath and you think you're going to have something to say, but boom, I'm at it again.
Right at it again.
That's the machine gun. All right.
Then we have the mutes.
Yeah, the mutes. So these are people who get angry and they clam up. I ain't going to say nothing to you. I ain't going to talk to you. You got it. I ain't going to fool with you. I'm going to go 2 days, 7 days, 17 days. I ain't saying that. I ain't cooking you up nothing. You ain't going to be able to bake up on a sandwich. You sure ain't getting none. You understand
right.
what I'm like? Like, just clam up on
clam
you.
Clam up. Then we have the martyrs.
Okay. They throw pity parties. You got it. They put poor old me. Nobody understands and those kind of things. And here's the problem with the pity party. Even if what you're saying is halfway true.
Right.
You got it. Pity parties don't produce power in your life.
Right.
It is the word of God that produces power in your life. You, I don't care what has happened to you, because of the blood of Jesus, you are never the victim. You are always the victor.
Always. Yes.
Does that make sense? And you gotta hold to that even in tough
right.
times.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So what else we got?
So the fourth one are the manipulators.
Yeah, the manipulators. They don't get mad, they get
even.
They get even. You got it. And so I'm going to show them. I'm going to get them. Oh, is that right? You got it. I will create some things. I will
yeah.
lie on them. I will, you know, do all kinds of stuff. And so you got these different categories of anger. And it's hopefully you didn't find yourself in it. But if you did, we're going to help
right.
you disarm it.
How to disarm anger. The first
thing.
They're
coming up early.
I'm going to remain mute.
I think they must want us done.
I'm going to remain mute. Okay. So how to disarm anger? You have to calculate the cost of anger.
And most people don't.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Proverbs 29 and 22, an angry person causes trouble. Mm. A person with a quick temper sins a lot. Proverbs 14 and 29 says, those who control their anger have great understanding. Those with a hasty temper make mistakes. Mm. When you listen to people, they going off and you know they just running off at the mouth. Most of the time, they're probably number one not telling the truth.
Right.
You got it. That's just a thing. When people are hot tempered like that, they make a lot of.
And like
you know,
said, they form this own narrative, and then
yes.
they've bought into it, and so now they're trying to get everybody else
to buy into
that
it.
Narrative.
Right.
The second thing you have to do is you have to look past their words to their pain.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes, you know, what happens is, you know, if I all of a sudden start acting up, you're going to be like, okay, what's going on with him?
Right.
Like, this ain't his normal way.
Right.
So you're not going to just be like, oh, okay, you want to go at it? I can go at it with you, you know?
Right.
But you're going to be like, okay, babe, what's wrong?
Yeah,
just
right.
calm down. Tell
right.
me what's going on. And that immediately brings me down.
Right.
You got it? Because, you know, that, you know, a soft answer turns away wrath.
Right.
You got
right.
it? And so, you know, I told you, the lady's the only one this works with, but if she just come and just rub me on the back, it take me from here all the way down there.
Right.
You got it? And so you have to, you know, if your spouse is upset in the moment, don't get upset upset and fight, spit, spat.
Right.
You know, try to figure out what's going on. Proverbs 19:11 says, a man's wisdom gives him patience. It's to his glory to overlook an offense. Mm. So if they come in, you know, and they're upset, overlook it and try to understand and help them figure out what's going on and try to calm them down. Most of the time, that works.
Right, because a lot of times what happens, though, when somebody is heated, the natural response
yes.
is, okay, you want to go there, I'm going to go there
right,
with you.
Right.
But a lot of times, that's only going to make matters worse.
Right.
So that's why you have to make sure, like we said, that you know, don't just take it personal
right.
and just realize, okay, something's going on. Why? What has triggered him
right.
or her?
Right.
And let's find out, you know, how we can get things back to normal and not just go tit for tat. Because
yeah,
that's not going to produce anything.
It doesn't produce anything.
Mm-mm.
You said it.
It feels good at that moment when you're just letting it all out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Well,
but again,
yeah,
you cause
I guess
them
it depends. Because I don't even like fighting like that.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just don't. Like, I don't know. I think sometime in life you get to a point, you don't have energy for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm going to let you fight by yourself.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you be mad by yourself. You can be bitter by yourself.
Right.
Say what you want to say.
Right.
Act how you want to act. I ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. Nobody.
You got it. And it's just, you know, and that is maturity.
Right.
It really is. It's not, it doesn't mean you don't care.
Right.
Yeah. No, you care, but you just, you ain't,
not
listen,
going there.
I'm not going there no more with
yeah,
you.
Right.
You got it. And so, you know, and if they want to go off, just let them go out.
Yep.
Like they said, smile and wait.
That's what you got to do.
All right.
And you have to think before you react.
You have to think before you react.
Yep.
Anger is largely a matter of mouth control.
Mm.
Put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Mm. You got it? And that is so key. Proverbs 13:16 says, sensible people always think before they act.
Mm.
And I think that that's the key. Like, let's say there's a legitimate thing that you need to talk to me about,
mm-hmm.
or there's a legitimate thing that I need to talk to you about. Well, I'm going to think about what I need to say to you.
Right.
I'm not just going to walk in. Like, I need to talk to you.
Right.
You know, because first of all, you're going to be like, okay, well, what's wrong with you? You know,
right.
like,
right.
you know, you don't need to come at me that way. We can communicate without it being, you know.
Right. Hostile.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think that that is the key.
Right.
And then if you know that your spouse can be hot-tempered, then you have to almost prepare them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead and tell them, hey, everything's okay. But, you know, maybe even not at that moment, a little bit later, I'd just like to talk to you about
right.
something. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah. But a lot of times you're like, no, let's go and talk about it now.
Oh, you know me? What, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a communicator.
I don't want to wait all day
no.
wondering, okay, what does she want to talk about? You know
yeah.
what I mean? So if I come to you that way, I got to know, okay, it's right now, it's going to happen. And so, but I do
yeah, because if you say you need to talk to me about something, come on, brothers, our minds start running, right?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, okay, what it is? Like, number one, I know I ain't done nothing. You understand what I already know.
Right.
You know, so I need to know, okay, what is it?
Right.
And then you tell me, I was like, oh, shoot, that ain't nothing. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you
right.
could, you ain't need to prep me for that. Just go ahead and say what you got to say.
Right. But that's not always the case with people, though.
Yes,
so,
that's
so,
true.
So thankfully, you know, I've been blessed with the best, you know, so I can just... I have. I really have, though. Like you are so easy. I don't know if it's because I made you that. You know, I kind of got you that way. But
maybe. I wasn't this good in the beginning.
You weren't this good in the beginning.
No, you definitely, you know, got rid
of
the rough edges and polish.
But you on purpose, though, made adjustments.
Yeah.
You, like, I think there were things that you saw that you didn't even like. I didn't even have to even address.
Right.
But there were things that you saw that you had ways you may have responded that
yeah.
you didn't necessarily care for.
Right.
So you're like, I don't want to be this way.
Right.
And so you on purpose start making changes because you, even though I didn't necessarily bring it up, of course, you know, sometimes I'm that way. I don't just always point out
right.
what I don't like.
Right.
You know, but... But because you have Holy Spirit and you listen to him,
right.
he reveals some things to you that you made the changes to,
yeah.
you made the necessary
changes.
Yeah,
because in the early days, I used to be too snappy, you
right.
know, and not, I mean, sometimes we'll get like that. I get it.
Right.
But I just, for no reason. And
right.
and I would be like, why did I do that?
Right.
Like, you know, I did and I was, and it made me mad and I didn't want to do it.
Right.
And so you know what I did? I made up my mind. I'm not going to do it. I made some confessions
right.
that I'm not going to do it. You
right.
know, that I don't raise my voice when speaking to Conte,
right.
you know. And she's lady to you, but she Conte to me, all right? She's some other things, too, but we're going to keep that to us. And so, anyways, you know that I shine on her like the sun, like, shines on the earth. Like, I commit, you got it, to these certain things. So I made it up in my mind that I'm going to make sure that I'm going to grow and develop
right.
into the very best husband that I can be because that's what she deserves.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you have to do that in your own life. If there's something that's not right, don't wait for your spouse to say, I really wish you'd change. Right. Make the adjustment yourself. Right. You got to, you know, if you have your spouse, but you also have Holy Spirit.
Right.
And by now he's let you know, you know, you don't need to do that.
Right.
And because he's a gentleman, so he don't fuss at you and those kind of things, but he's going to let you know in that still small voice, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't act like that. And you need to listen to the Holy Spirit and make the adjustments. So, and that is why we absolutely are living our best life.
Right. And I would even add, even if you're not married, that should be something you should want to do daily anyway to be the best person that you can be. Mm-hmm. You know, every day, you know, what can I do to make myself better? Because, you know, again, we're never going to be perfect, but we can always try to be our best.
Yes.
So if there's some things that you know that, you know, you don't like how you respond to people, or if you sometimes lackadaisical in certain areas, how can I pick it up? How can I turn up the notch here so that way I can always be productive, that I can always be a good witness to other people, but always be my best self. So that should be, I think, a daily goal for everybody, married, unmarried,
that's good,
youth, teen, you know,
that's
whoever.
Good.
So
that's good. All right. So last point, let's go home, Court. What's the last point, point number four?
We have to ask God for help.
The Bible says that if a man needs wisdom, all he's got to do is ask of God, who give it to all men liberally. And upbraideth not. He doesn't hold anything against you. He's not going to judge you. And the thing I love about God is I can come to God and say, God, I need wisdom on this, and he'll give it to me. I can come to him 10 minutes later, God, I need wisdom on that, and he'll give it to me. I can come to 10 minutes later on something totally different, because the Bible says that he will give you all the wisdom you need for every area of your life. Watch this. Here's the key, y'all. Here's the big key. It's not that God doesn't give us the wisdom. The question is, are we going to heed to the wisdom that he gives us? Because sometimes God gives you wisdom, like, I don't want to do that, I don't like that. And then, you know, my whole thing is, like, even people come to me for wisdom. I'll sit with you, I'll talk to you for an hour, but are you going to do what I told you to do? Because if not, then I feel like I wasted my time. Is that me? You know, it's just like, you know, so it, like, you know, people ask me, how in the world you have all that wisdom? You're so young. Man, it's God, it's not me. You know, along with this assignment that God's given us, he's given us a grace and an extreme amount of wisdom on our lives.
Right.
We started this ministry when we were 30 years old. You got it? I mean, you know, we started, you know, anyways, that was a joke, but don't worry about it. I'm just going to keep going. So what we have to do is we have to make sure that when we get the wisdom, that we apply the wisdom.
Right.
And if we apply the wisdom, we'll see results.
See results.
Does that make sense? So let's pray again for marriages, and then we're going to let you go home. Father, we come to you in the magnificent name of Christ Jesus, and we thank you for the word of truth, because it is the truth of your word that sets us free. And I thank you that everyone under the sound of my voice, whether in this room or online, heard something that they can take today and say, I'm going to apply that. I'm going to make that adjustment. I'm going to do better in that area. I'm going to ask God for wisdom on that particular situation. And Father, I just declare that relationship, that marriages are getting better and getting better and getting better. We need your help. So God, right now we're asking you to help us. For every husband represented, we ask you, Father, to help us be the best husbands that we can be, to be a provider, a protector for our wives, to help us to watch our tone with our wives, to help us to make sure that we love our wives as Christ loved the church. And so give us the wisdom and the strength and the grace to do that in Jesus' name. I pray for every wife in the name of Jesus, that you give her the right temperament, Lord, in Jesus' name. Because wives carry so much and have so much responsibility and hold so much. Give them the grace that they need, and give them the strength that they need, and give them the temperament that they need, and give them the wisdom that they need to run that house and to be to be the best that they can be for their husbands and their family. Father, I declare that our best days are not behind us, but ahead us. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand praise in the room?